refreshing bread, daily meditations from the Word of God.
Thursday, March 2nd. Today's meditation is offered by Father Colin Tamuyan. Today's reading is from the Book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 to 18.
My son, forget not my teaching, keep in mind my commands, for many days and years of life and peace will they bring you. Let not kindness and fidelity leave you. Bind them around your neck. Then will you win favor and good esteem before God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, on your own intelligence rely not. In all your ways be mindful of him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. This will mean health for your flesh and vigor for your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with first fruits of all your produce. Then will your barns be filled with grain. With new wine your vats will overflow. The discipline of the Lord, my son, disdain not, spurn not his reproof. For whom the Lord loves, he reproves, and he chastises the son he favors. Happy the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. For her profit is better than profit in silver, and better than gold is her revenue. She is more precious than corals, and none of your choice possessions can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, in her left are riches and honor. From her mouth comes forth justice, and she carries law and mercy upon her tongue. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who grasp her, and he is happy who holds her fast, for he is solidly established upon the Lord.
My dear friends, in today's reading from the Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 18, we hear that the Lord might even discipline us, and we should not be wary of his reproof. And of course, that poses a problem for each and every single one of us, as we do not like to be disciplined, as that automatically means that we are experienced failure or we have done something wrong. But the reality is that it is an opportunity for us to grow. And none of us have been born taught and capable to know everything. For that, discipline and some reproof are always helpful to allow us to see situations and realities that might escape us. For that, I love the way that this proverb ends, reminding us that even the Lord reproves him who he loves as a father, the son in whom he delights. May the Lord delight in you and your loved ones, and may provide you with a kind of discipline and with a kind of counsel that will allow you to come closer to him and grow in spirit and in wisdom.
Refreshing bread, is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. Today's meditation was offered by Father Călin Tămâian. Reader, Anne Fosnot. Announcer, Raul Bota. Special thanks to Alleluia Press for providing the daily gospel readings.